we know this guy is a champion. He won on the weekend, and maybe he can win this coming weekend. Oh, that's something that would excite him greatly. James Hinchcliffe, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
It's fantastic. Looking forward to seeing you in the race. Verizon IndyCar Series driver, Schmidt-Peterson Motorsports, coming off a victory at Iowa this past weekend. And I was wondering earlier, is there such a thing as momentum in your sport? Can that be carried over into this week?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's momentum in any sport. You know, when you're performing well as a team, and you know, as much as any other sport, racing's a team. And the last few weekends, you know, on the number five car, we've really been kind of hitting our stride, and obviously that culminated with the win last weekend in Iowa. Unfortunately, there's not a whole lot in common with a 7/8 of a mile oval in Iowa to the streets of Toronto, but we're going to obviously try our best. And you know, we've had decent results here the last few seasons, and we just need to keep doing what we're doing and keep our heads down, keep focused, and hopefully pull off another good result and give everybody in Toronto something to cheer for.
A podium finish for you here last year, James, third place at the Toronto Indy, and obviously you've driven this course quite a bit throughout your IndyCar career. I'm curious, you know, conditions being the same, we'll see what happens this weekend, of course, but what can you take away from, you know, your prior experience and even last year and take it into this year's race? Is there any sort of, you know, things that you can tell yourself or remind yourself? You've driven the track a lot, but year-to-year basis, what can you really take away?
Well, the big challenge for us this year is the bodywork for the car is completely different, and so a lot of the setups have changed from years past. So from a technical point of view, we don't have as much, you know, as much background information that's valid from last year. You know, furthermore, because it's a street circuit, things change over the winter. They've actually done some repaving on certain parts of the track, which is going to greatly affect certain elements of how we set up the car. So street circuits are the toughest ones because they change so much year to year. You kind of have to be a lot more flexible, a lot more adaptive, and not necessarily, you know, rely on things that you did in years past, whether it's from a driving perspective or a setup perspective. You kind of have to be able to fly by the seat of your pants and figure it out as you go a little bit.
Where would this stack up? I mean, so close last year on home soil to come away with victory. Do you let your mind go there?
I mean, you try not to, but, you know, you're only human. It's impossible to not think about it every once in a while. And yeah, I mean, I think short of winning the Indy 500, winning here in Toronto would be the biggest deal for me. It's the biggest race for me. You know, the week leading up to it's obviously very busy, a lot of extra attention, a lot of friends and family are obviously out there. And occasionally you think about it and it would just be awesome, but you got to try and push that out of your head when you get into the race car.
Now, of course, you and Robert Wickens and other Canadian teammates this year, what's that experience been like? Because you guys obviously go way back, but getting to be together for pretty much all season long, I imagine it's pretty cool.
It's been great, man. I mean, it literally is a childhood dream come true. Robbie and I grew up racing go-karts and together and, you know, dreamed about being at least in the same series in IndyCar. And to the fact that we've managed to get ourselves on the same team is just kind of it's kind of too funny for words. And, you know, we get along so well off track. We have a very similar driving style on track. We really push each other. We really push the team. It's been honestly one of the best situations that I've been in my career. And we're just kind of hoping we can keep it rolling and just keep building momentum for both of us.
You talk about the go-karts. I mean, at what point, at what age do you go, this is what I want to do?
I mean, I think it's a different question for everyone, but at the same time, I think every like 5-year-old boy wants to either be a firefighter, an astronaut, or a race car driver, and I guess we just never grew up.
Do you want to be a hockey player at any point?
No, I knew pretty early I was too small to play hockey.
You know, it's interesting, James, you were talking about the, you know, the body of the car this year and what you're kind of learning year after year. But I imagine, you know, just for yourself, you've matured as a driver and you know things now that you didn't know before. You know, how much have you evolved since you started to where you are now? You're still a young guy, obviously, but I imagine there's been a lot of maturation and a lot of things that you've learned along the way. How can you compare yourself now to where you were when you first started?
Oh, yeah, I'm firmly middle-aged in terms of motorsports career. So for sure there's been some growth there. And, you know, the big thing is this sport is so difficult because we get to practice so rarely. We're restricted by the rules on how often you can practice. And so you do so much of your learning on race weekends. And obviously that's not a great time to be learning and making mistakes. But it's part of the sport. And so, yeah, I mean, throughout the course of my career, I've made a lot of mistakes, and I've put myself in certain situations that you have to learn how to get yourself out of. And I think there's a reason you see a lot of, you know, champions in this series be kind of, well, with the exception of our reigning champion, Justin Newgarden, he was the first one in a while, but we hadn't seen a champion in their 20s for quite some time, because it just takes that, you know, certain degree of experience and maturation, like you say, to be able to conduct yourself properly over an entire season and reek in the points you need to get the championship.
James Hinchcliffe is the name that we know, but when you win a race like you did at Iowa last week, we hear you talking to your team. Tell us about some of the other members that make this thing go. It's not just about the driver, but it's about a group effort.
It really is. You know, there's kind of this common misconception that racing is an individual sport, but it really couldn't be further from the truth, because it takes about a team of, you know, 25 guys just to get an IndyCar on the road and, you know, for me to be able to get in and do my job. But whether it's the engineers, you know, we have a timing stand pit lane there that's got six engineers standing on it looking at live telemetry during the sessions, making calls on setup changes. Then you've got, you know, six mechanics that jump over the wall to do the pit stops. You have another four mechanics that stay behind the wall taking care of things like tires during the races. And there's obviously all the people back at the shop that are there, our technical director, our team managers. There's, you know, the commercial department. It really does take a mini village to kind of get an IndyCar team up and running and on the racetrack every weekend.
Now, I was thinking, obviously, you're racing pretty much at home this weekend. If you're a baseball player, a hockey player, a football player, if you got the ball or the puck, you'd hear everyone cheering for you. Hey, it's Hinch. He's got the puck. You're in a car. It's loud. Can you feel the fans? Do you think about them? Or are you, like, completely focused on this? Like, after the race, you'll realize they were cheering for me. How does that work?
Yeah, I mean, luckily you can't hear them. You know, you kind of stay focused. The engines are pretty loud, but you know, you're so focused when you're at speed in a race car that you're not really paying any attention to what's happening over the fence. The one time I sort of let it slip was last year, coming through the last corner of the last lap. You know, we're about to get on the podium, and I let myself sort of glance up in the grandstands on the outside of the last corner there, and saw everybody standing up and, you know, hands clapping and arms waving, and it was a cool feeling for sure. I mean, It's a race that I had a lot of bad luck at for a lot of years, and just didn't have very good results at. And, you know, the last 2 years, being able to get up on the podium and kind of give Toronto something to cheer for has been extra special. And it kind of just motivates you that much more to want to get a couple steps higher and take the win.
James Hinchcliffe, you may not hear them, but the city's cheering for you. And we wish you the best of luck this weekend.
Thank you so much, guys. Really appreciate it.